Labor Day picnics and barbecues are a traditional last hurrah to summer. Commentator Bill Harley recalls one cookout that was especially memorable, and not just for the food.
Fools rush in where angels dare tread. Or maybe not angels, but at least New Englanders. Every Labor Day, I remember when I first moved back to New England and, close to the coast for the first time in 10 years, decided to have a good old New England-style clam bake. I invited 30 friends, telling them of lobsters, steamers, corn, and potatoes on the beach, with some chorizo sausage thrown in as a nod to my Portuguese neighbors. What I didn't know was that most New Englanders have never had a clam bake on the beach. I never had. Most figured a clam bake was from a restaurant, or, more adventurously, came in a can that you steamed on the stovetop, all packed for you by a seafood store. Dogged, or foolish, I visited businesses that had traveled around doing clam bakes and contacted tourism departments in 3 states looking for information. Finally, armed with bad advice from friends and a little pamphlet from the State of Maine Department of Fisheries, I began. Getting 40 lobsters and a bushel of steamers was easy enough. Finding rocks that were fist-sized and smooth was a little harder. "Make sure they're smooth or they'll explode," someone told me. I contemplated having my friends sign release forms. Finding 2 bushels of rockweed was even more of a challenge. I waded around on rocks on a nearby point, but couldn't come up with much. Finally, mysteriously, I was referred to a seafood store that sold it by the bushel. Just so you know, 2 bushels of rockweed is a lot. Finding a place by the beach was even trickier. Unsure of the legalities of fires on the beaches, I opted for getting forgiveness instead of permission. With a couple of friends, I dug a hole in the sand. We lined it with rocks. "Can we do this?" a friend asked. "We have to," I said. "We have $300 of seafood." But so far, this was perfectly legal. Then, we built a huge fire on the rocks. This was probably not perfectly legal, but I wasn't sure. The wood had to burn down for 2 hours, leaving us with hot rocks. Predictably, 90 minutes in, the local constable arrived, wading over the sand in his street shoes. He told us we couldn't have a fire. I pointed to the lobsters clawing around and the steamers rustling and gasping and said, "We've got all this food." He scratched his head and said he was sorry. I asked him if he'd ever been to a clam bake. He said, "Not in a long time." I asked him when. He knew I was stalling, but he hemmed and hawed and talked about his uncle, and then, after about 20 minutes, insisted we put out the fire. I asked, "Any law against hot rocks?" "None I can think of," he answered. "Want a lobster?" I said. This wasn't bribery. We rolled the logs one by one down to the water, extinguishing the fire, and carried them away. We threw the rockweed on the incandescent rocks. It steamed, hissed, and snapped. We loaded straw market baskets with steamers and potatoes and lobsters and placed them on the seaweed. Then we covered it over with a canvas tarp. "Wait an hour," were the instructions. "Don't peek." "Will it work?" everyone was asking. "Sure," I said. I had no idea. It was my dark night of the soul. We pulled back the tarp in an hour. The smell of seafood lifted from the sand and filled the breeze. The clams were open, the corn swollen and cooked, the potatoes softened, and the lobsters as red as the setting sun. It might have been the best thing I've ever done. We ate until the beach closed. Being law-abiding citizens, we left carting carapaces, shells, and fishy tarps. "You're a genius," a friend said on the way out. "No," I answered, "just a fool," which is close enough.
Storyteller Bill Harley lives in Seekonk, Massachusetts.